on the political bombshell this morning. Todd Muller's announcement that he has resigned as leader of the National Party. Shocked MPs were told just 5 minutes before the announcement to the media this morning, and they immediately met by teleconference. Mr Muller's deputy, Nikki Kaye, is now the party's acting leader. MPs are rushing to Wellington for an emergency caucus meeting tonight, where they are expected to decide who will lead their party into an election that is just 67 days away. Well, with us to discuss is the former National Party Prime Minister, Jim Bolger, who previously publicly supported Todd Muller's leadership bid. Todd Muller worked in Jim Bolger's office when the latter was Prime Minister in the 1990s. And as we said, he endorsed Mr Muller in the recent National Party leadership vote that installed Mr Muller in May. Jim Bolger is with us now. Thank you for your time. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
What is your reaction to these events?
Oh, I'm like everybody else, totally surprised. I was clearly not anticipating it any more than anybody else was anticipating Todd's announcement this morning. But I want to say up front, I wish Todd and Michelle and family well. I mean, this is obviously a traumatic period for them, and he's only been in the job for a short while. He's made the decision to step aside, and I think we should respect that decision, as I say, and wish him well as he goes forward from here.
As we discuss with our commentators this morning, if you have to make a decision in the best interests of your health and your family, you make it.
That's right, and I totally agree with that, and I accept that's the reason, and I obviously know of no other. I've got no inside lines that are giving me anything different to that. So, no, as I say, I wish them well. I wish the party well. And they have to do what Jacinda did last election. Maybe they've got a day or two longer than when Jacinda took over the Labour Party, which was wallowing in sort of despair. And she took over from Andrew Little and won, as we know. Well, she didn't win in the sense of getting more votes than National. Bill English got far the majority votes last time, but she was able to put a coalition together, and Bill wasn't. So Jacinda's been our Prime Minister for the last 3 years.
On the question of the decision the caucus made to change leaders, you know Mr Muller, he worked for you, you endorse his leadership, but correct, presumably you therefore believed he was prepared, he knew and he was prepared for the extreme pressures and the complexities of the job.
Well, Todd had worked in the Prime Minister's office for 2 or 3 years, so he knew there were pressures at the top. I think most of them know, but most of them don't understand just how big they are, but Todd did. I'm not going to try to psychoanalyse why Todd's made this decision, because I don't know, and I'd be just wasting your time and my time to speculate. But he's decided it's in the best interest of his family and best interest of the party for him to step aside. And we all wait now until tonight or tomorrow we'll hear about a new leader. But the irony is, I think, from a New Zealand perspective, this is two elections in a row where leaders have changed just before the election. That is really remarkable. That doesn't happen. And New Zealand to do it twice is, amazing.
The difference this time is, though, it wasn't a leader being rolled in the sense of the polls and the caucus pressure. It is a decision that no one in the caucus anticipated and no one in the public anticipated. In this circumstance, what does the caucus need to think about in the few hours it has to make a decision? Strategically, what do they need to do from here?
I think all political parties are a little bit of dreamwalking at the moment. We've watched the massive spending that the government has engaged in responding to the COVID-19 virus, and essential spending to keep the economy half afloat, keep people employed and all the rest of it. But nobody across the whole of the political spectrum, left to right, is saying what are the implications of that going forward in terms of getting budgets back into balance and the rest of it. And this morning, of course, we had the most unique development with the rich listers coming out and saying they had to pay more taxes, they needed to pay more taxes, they were prepared to pay more taxes. We have to address the tax issues now. We've done the spending issue. I think last night the government gave $200 million to the Auckland City Council to help them balance their budget, but the Auckland's still got to find another $500 million. We're talking massive sums of money, and nobody in any political party, even the commentators are not, saying, well, how do we address this now? We are very fortunate in New Zealand, and good leadership from the government. We don't have a COVID-19 problem of the scale that other countries have. But we do have a problem on the scale of the debt that we've loaded on ourselves.
Right. Well, at the risk of them inviting you to run tonight, Mr. Walter, who in the party can credibly step up and look like a Prime Minister who can lead that issue?
Well, I just responding to your first comment, I have had a couple of emails from colleagues pointing out that Dr. Mahathir in Malaysia is much, much older than me, and he's back running the country now. So they were raising that suggestion as well. But
For the record, you're not running.
Very seriously.
Yes. For the record, you're not running. But seriously, who is it who is going to be a credible contender and to position National as a credible government to take on the challenges you are talking about when they're in this situation 60-some days out?
You need a leader that can actually refocus their thinking. The thinking, you know, of across the political spectrum over the last 10 years or so. I mean, the John Key years, the Bill English years, the New Zealand economy's been going well. We've been able to balance the books. We've been running a good surplus. Grant Robertson in his first budget ran a good surplus. All of that, we are now in an entirely different space. And the leader I'd be looking for, and I'm not going to give you a name, Catherine, the leader I'd be looking for is somebody who can refocus the thinking of New Zealand and their own party, of course. And this applies absolutely to the Labor Party as much as to National.
So are you...
the reality of the spending that's gone on and start to talk about it publicly and honestly.
Does that sound like a finance spokesman to you?
It sounds like somebody who has the courage to be upfront and honest with the public and tell them the reality. As I said, you had this unique experience, coincidentally this morning, but it fits into the narrative. The rich people asking to pay more taxes. Have you ever heard of that before? Asking to pay more taxes. They normally seeking to avoid paying taxes. So I think we've got a total new paradigm we've got to deal with, and I'd like to see the political parties talk about it.
Do you see anyone in the obvious contenders bringing bridges back? Judith Collins having her moment, Nikki Kaye carrying on, Mark Mitchell. Do you see anyone in the obvious contenders that people are discussing who has the wherewithal for that kind of leadership?
I'm sure you'd love me to nominate a name, but I'm not going to do it, Catherine. I think that's...
Well, is it in the top four, or do they need to be a bit more imaginative given the situation they're in?
Well, I've just said we needed someone to have the ability to confront the reality, which is a very difficult reality for the economy. There's no debating that. I mean, that's a stark reality. We all know it. And we need to start talking about it. And the journalists need to... Sorry, Catherine, you need to start talking about it. You need to get people on your program with economic expertise to talk about it and to say, look, what's necessary now, having avoided the worst of the coronavirus, now let's talk about how we're going to get the economy back. That's the issue now. And get some, I think, hard-headed economists or economic thinkers and commentators to come onto your program to talk about this, to, in some ways, encourage or force the political class to start talking realistically about what New Zealand now must face.
And if they are not bold, Mr. Bolger, tonight, if they choose someone who's perceived as being there to minimise the damage of this election, are they taking a very big risk?
Well, I think it won't meet New Zealand's needs. I'm talking of the broader picture here of New Zealand's needs.
Do you think National has been talking about that? Do you think National has been talking about that sufficiently?
Well, I don't think any party's been talking about it sufficiently, in my perspective. We know the health system is underfunded. Any medical practitioner would tell you that. I mean, you could go through the list. So we have been drifting along, all comfortable. And the virus, as it's done to the rest of the world, much worse for most of them, the virus has thumped us, and one of the things we now need to do is respond to that. And we need to respond by acknowledging that we have to take some very radical and bold steps. And I want to see leaders across the spectrum being prepared to do that.
Did you hope that Mr. Muller would do that? Did you believe that was what he wanted to do?
I was hoping that Todd would do that, and... if he'd stayed around long enough, I would have hoped he would have. But that's yesterday's issue now. I just say that Todd, for his own reasons, has decided to step down. He's given us the reasons, and I accept them. And we're now looking for the next person. But I'm looking forward across the political spectrum. I'm looking forward across the political debate and dialogue that we're going to have now between now and September, middle of September.
It's going to be
with
a new...
That's what we have to do.
It's going to be with a
new... We have to engage the community.
It's going to be with a brand new leader, but I am interested, actually, in your take on that, that perhaps the only thing that is going to shift the narrative for National from now is someone bold enough. Are they going to get the backing of this caucus to be that bold and to go out of the safe parameters of, for God's sake, don't talk about tax increases, for example?
Well, I think the whole of New Zealand's in the space, that space, and it's don't talk about rate increases. We have to talk about both. That's a simple, very simple sum to work out. And, I mean, I know some will scream blue murder and I'll get some nasty emails, but that is the stark reality of what New Zealand has to do. And if Todd's resignation forces New Zealanders and people like me force New Zealanders to start having that discussion, then we've been well served, because that's the discussion we have to have.
I hear you. I'm not sure I see any sign of that from within National's caucus prior to now. And I certainly wonder whether they would have the courage to do it now or pick a leader who would do it now, other than to say, what the hell have you got to lose?
Well, Catherine, you've got one of the biggest voices in New Zealand with your radio program. So you start on it. I mean, this is a case where somebody has to lead. Somebody has to go out in front and say, these are the issues we have to talk about. Unfortunately, and this is across the spectrum over decades, we tend to elect mayors who promise they'll never increase rates. In fact, they promise they'll take them down. And then we see the infrastructure of cities falling apart, as we're seeing now. And we elect political parties who say we're going to reduce taxes, not increase them. And then we see the deficits. And we weren't doing bad at all. We're doing very well, of course, until we hit the virus. We've hit the virus. Nothing to blame anybody on that. We now have to reset the dialogue. We have to reset the discussion, reset the arguments and get on with it.
You see, Labor talked big on a lot of things in the last election campaign that it couldn't deliver on, from housing to child poverty.
Well,
and is this different? Is this a different era in politics?
It has to be, Catherine. We can't continue... To have, you're absolutely right, Labor had all these promises. They were going to fix the tax system. They were going to bring in a capital gains tax, remember? I thought they should. I think New Zealand needs one, one of the few developed countries that doesn't have one. They got the Cullen report and just put it in the bottom drawer and never said another word about it. That's, I think, one of Jacinda's greatest weaknesses.
That was Mr. Peters. That was Mr. Peters doing, wasn't it?
Oh, I did.
Someone you've worked with?
I can't accept that. What was Winston going to do? If the Labor caucus says we're introducing the legislation, we promised to do it, we've got the report we're going to bring in, what's Winston going to do?
Is this...
I mean, it's a matter of having the courage to carry out your convictions, and I'm sorry, that's been lacking.
Well, is this an opportunity, completely unanticipated, for that level of boldness, because otherwise they could be staring down the barrel this election, given the situation they're in? Have they got an opportunity they might grasp?
I think I've been thinking this for a while before Todd's announcement today, that COVID-19 requires much bolder leadership. We had bold leadership to manage the virus, full marks. Now we have to have bold leadership to manage the aftermath, and that requires a re-look at how we go about taxing and spending, because at the moment they're just totally out of kilter with reality. And I just hope that there are leaders out there in all parties that will step up to that.
Let's see if that's what this situation would yield. It's not been the evidence to date, but thank you as always. Jim Bolger, former leader of the National Party, who had previously endorsed Todd Muller's leadership bid. Back in May, of course, that happened successfully. And now Mr. Muller has resigned today, citing the pressures that the role has placed on his health and his family, and making that call today. MPs from National's caucus coming in from around the country to Wellington to meet tonight at 7pm to choose a new leader that will take them into an election just 63, 67 days away.